Welcome to We're Listening to Podcast, a community where all voices are heard. I'm your host, Rob Cook. Join me for a lighthearted show about the human experience with live conversations, discussions, and interviews of some of the newest to the most established 3P practitioners from all over the world. So no matter if you've known the three principles for years or you're new to Daily Insights, we hope each episode will inspire you to demonstrate a community where all voices are heard. Welcome to today's episode. Welcome, 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 everybody, to the show. And it's going to be a treat today. We got birthday balloons in the background, so it's already a party here, you all. So we're just going to ask you to jump along on the way. But everyone, welcome to the show. An amazing teacher, facilitator, just overall good human being. We're going to hear all about it today. We met the Ankush Jain. So how you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good. Thank you for inviting me here. I've been looking forward to having this conversation for some time.
Absolutely. Now fill me in on the birthday balloons. Like, what's the party like? How was it back there?
Yeah. So my son just turned four, and he turned four on a Friday. So he ended up having 3 days of celebration on the Friday with us, Saturday with my parents, and Sunday with my wife's parents. So, you know. It's and then I got him some balloons because you got to have balloons on your birthday. And then my nieces got him some balloons too. So he ended up with quite a number of balloons.
Oh, man, it sounded like he had a rocked out party 3 whole days.
Yeah.
He's going to look at his fifth year like, wait a minute. No, last year, this was 3 days, Dad. What's happening? This was a whole on event, you know. Well, sir, again, thank you so much for coming. I do want to open up and give you an opportunity. I know you, but for those who don't know you, just to introduce yourself and share how you show up in the world.
Wow. What an opportunity, and what can I say? Well, let me say this, that some people call me a life coach. Some people may call me a business consultant. Some people know of me as an author because I've written a book. But let me tell you a little bit about what I'm up to, because what I'm up to is I do all of those things, and I have a mission right now which is kind of bigger than all of that. And the mission is to change the consciousness of the planet through transforming the industry of coaching. So I'm on this mission because I've seen for the last decade that this profession called coaching, and I do that from a place of what's called the three principles, as I think many of your listeners will know. But even if I look at the whole industry, it's an industry that does so much good. I love the industry. I love the profession. I'm such a fan of it. And a lot of people struggle to, well, how do I actually do this for a living? How do I get paid to do this? A lot of people who are maybe teachers or facilitators, you know, they also struggle, like, they might do okay. They might just about make a living, but they're not really thriving. And for me, I realized I have figured out a way to do that, but really the opposite of pretty much what everyone else says, and totally in line with the spirit of our true nature, in totally in line with kind of my core values, you know, in line with being a good person. And I think it's all really connected. And so I'm seeing that, you know, I run a school. It's like, I'm not just running a school. I'm not just running programs. I'm not just coaching. There's a bigger vision behind that around, if I can change this industry, if I can help coaching really take off, which I believe I can, well, that doesn't just change this industry. It doesn't just change the coaches who are in it. That changes the planet because of the impact that coaching has. Because when someone gets really powerfully coached and their life changes, it doesn't just change their life. It changed the life of their partner, of their kids, of their employees, of everyone in their network. And so the ripple effects of coaching are really exponential.
I love that. I love that for a few reasons. One, I'm an example of what you're speaking about. A coaching experience absolutely changed my life. And from that, you know, the listeners to this podcast, the family members, the prior military friends that I get to talk to, all of that
all of that comes from that coaching experience. How did that come about? What was it? What was it you were seeing that said, "Hey, Ankush, we need to plant there. We need to stand there."
Yeah, it wasn't something that came from the intellect. You know, so I got introduced to coaching. Well, I've been in the personal development world for 21, 22 years now. You know, I just kind of followed that for myself for many years, and that was that, and it was kind of a hobby. And then in 2012, I had this eureka moment. I spent all weekend trying to figure out what to do with my life and couldn't come up with an answer. Literally, I just was thinking, and I couldn't come up with anything. I just went around in circles. And on the Monday, I went back to work and I thought, I'm no worse off than I was on Friday. And that evening when I stopped thinking about it and I'm cooking vegetable fajitas, God spoke to me. Or you could say I had a eureka moment, or the universe spoke to me and it said, you should be a coach. I never considered being a coach. This is 2012. Next thing I know, 10 days later, I'm sitting in a hotel room in London, signed up to a year-long coach training with a guy called Jamie Smart. And then I get introduced to this thing called the Three Principles, which then had another massive, completely life-changing impact on me. So that before it was like, okay, everything that I've learned in personal development, I'm going to share this. Then I get introduced to the Three Principles, and then that changes. And for a number of years, it was just like, can I do this full time? Because I didn't know how to do that. And so for 2 years, I was trying to figure that out. I then quit my job and went for it full time. And that took a few years to settle down. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I realized everyone was struggling. And I didn't ever want to coach coaches, but it called to me. And so in 2015, as I was growing, I started creating a community for other coaches on Facebook, and I got some flack for it. Oh, who are you to coach coaches? You're just a new coach, blah, blah, blah. But I knew I'd found something, and I've got to give credit to a guy that I hired in 2014, a chap called Steve Chandler, who's an amazing coach. And, you know, he really helped me, and I could see that what I was learning from him, I was able to then take it, apply it in a way that made sense for me in my country and for people that I was speaking to. And, you know, he encouraged me to go out and coach coaches, not because he does that with all his clients, but because he could see it was something that people wanted help with. And then that was that, you know, for many years. And that was part of my business. And then Steve retired, and he used to run a school in America called ACS. It was very successful. He'd have like 45 coaches on it every year. But he had a lot of demand from Europe. And they said, if you do a school in Europe, we'll do it. And he didn't have an interest in that. You know, he's in his 70s. Mm. And now he's retired. And so a few years ago, he said, look, if you want to run something in Europe, there's a lot of demand there. And I said, yeah, I wanted to do one day. I guess today's one day. and it took a couple of years because we didn't want to do it in COVID. So we waited until kind of COVID had cleared up. So last year I announced a school, and it sells very well, and it sold out very quickly, you know, quicker than we anticipated. And as I'm running the school, it wasn't an intellectual thing. It occurred to me that, you know, this isn't just something that I'm doing like, oh, I'm running a school and there are other people running schools and there are other programs and this is just my version. Because that's what it was at the beginning. It was my version of what Steve did. But the words started coming out of my mouth that this is about changing an industry. And I had the insecure thought, well, who am I to do that? And then I realized, well, who am I not to? And so I just started speaking it and speaking it and speaking it. And it just made more and more sense. And it really resonated with people. And then so this year I've run the second cohort, which was bigger, and that sold out even quicker. And what happened as a result of that was on the first weekend of this cohort, I thought I was going to say, you know, we're about changing the industry, but I didn't. The words that came out of my mouth were, this is about changing the consciousness of the planet. And at the time, I didn't know how that was going to happen. And since then, and that was only September, you know, 2 months ago, it's become more and more obvious the way that's going to occur. And I really believe it. And I'm just, you know, as George Pransky says, following the breadcrumbs, one foot in front of the other, and just taking the next step and watching unfold.
My question would be then, given how you got there and what you're seeing, what's the first or most important thing you think coaches should know?
That's a great question. And if you ask me on a different day, I'll give you a different answer.
I love that answer already.
Right? So it's not something this is the answer. There are many answers that are great answers to this question. And this is the one that's coming up for me right now today in this moment. And there's a saying from a guy called Nathaniel Brandon. He says, we have to become what we teach. Another way to say that is we have to walk our talk. But my coach right now is a guy called Steve Hardison. So I worked with him last year. I did a 10-hour coaching agreement. And he said, Ankush, I study world leaders. And you really remind me of a world leader. And he said, you know who you remind me of? Mahatma Gandhi. And when he said that, I didn't quite know how to take it. You know, part of me was like, well, I don't want to be someone else. Part of me was, is he just saying that because, you know, I'm Indian and that was an Indian guy? And part of me was like, man, that's big shoes to fill. That's a massive comparison. Well, he kept speaking it. He kept saying it. And then I said to him, look, if you're going to, and he keeps calling me MG. And I said, look, if you're going to call me MG, let's change it. Let's change it to modern Gandhi. So rather than Mahatma Gandhi, let's change it to modern Gandhi. So I can own it. It can be my way of doing things. He goes, yeah, that's even better. I love it. But I still didn't know, like, because I had in my mind, like, I'm little old me. Well, this year, I started to sit in the question of, well, who would I need to be MG? Like, who would I really need to be? And I started to get answers. So we were talking before we started recording that I've lost 12 kilos this year. Now, this is an audio thing. So I'm not a big guy, right? So I'm 57 and a half kilos. So let me just work that out in pounds. That's like, I'm 126 pounds right now, 127 pounds, right? And I've lost like 26 pounds. So I wasn't humongous, but like, you know, I've gone from like 152 to 126.
Wow.
Right. And I'm 5'7". So I'm, you know, people wouldn't have seen me as a big guy, but I was the heaviest I'd been. And I knew I was carrying a few extra pounds, but I knew, and the problem was an exercise. I used to exercise here and there a couple of times a week. The problem was the stuff I was putting in my mouth. I have a story. I'm a foodie. I like food. Right. My family is from, I was born in the UK, but my family was, mom and dad were born in India and we're from North India. And so I got a story, right? In North India, we're called Punjabis. We like to eat. Punjabis like to eat, right? And I knew in my heart that there was a misunderstanding there. I knew there was something not quite right. And I was lucky or unlucky to have a high metabolism. I was lucky because I could eat a lot of stuff and get away with it. I was unlucky because I wasn't getting the feedback, so I was really unhealthy. They call it skinny fat. And so I knew, hey, if I'm going to be MG, if I'm really going to be that guy, and I don't know if I can be that guy, but if I'm going to just go for it, I need to get my nutrition handled. So I sign up to a program where it's really intense, but they've got fantastic results in having people turn around. And like, I've never had a six pack in my life. And they'd help people get a six pack in 5 months. And they'd had like case study after case study. Now, if you're going to do it in 5 months and not 18 months, it's tough.
Yeah.
Right. And so I went for it. Now, it has been tough, and it's been way more doable than I thought, right? So right now, I had a photo shoot like 10 days ago. I had like an 8-pack in this photo shoot. You know, I'm probably down to 6% body fat where I was 10 days ago. I'm in the strongest I've ever been, right? For anyone who's into working out, and this might not mean a lot to a lot of people today, in the gym, I did a 220 kilo rack pull, right? That's kind of the top half of a deadlift. That's kind of crazy. So again, let me convert that into pounds. That's like 485 pounds. And people in the gym are looking at me like they couldn't believe it. Yeah. My trainer, who's a big guy, who's a former powerlifter, he had tears in his eyes. I'm not kidding you. He said, "I'm so proud of you." I was like, "Oh, thanks, man." And he goes, "I'm going to cry." He goes, "I'm going to tear up." Yeah. And he's a big dude. Because when I came to him a few months ago, I had injury this, injury that, this problem, that problem. So when I started this body transformation, I was doing it all online. And I was getting injuries, and I've had a history of injuries. So I went and found a local trainer in the gym, and this guy really knows his stuff, and he's had loads of injuries, and we've been working out together. And it's just been the way that I've shown up.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Similarly with my wife. Now, we had a lovely relationship. You know, we love each other very much. You know, we've said, you know, we're stuck with each other for the rest of our lives. You know, we rib each other. If I'm going to go and impact the planet, if I'm going to impact the globe, if I'm going to change millions of lives, I can't do that if I'm not having a good relationship at home. I can't do that if I'm not a good dad. And it's not about not being enough. It's about stepping it up to the next level. And so I always say this to coaches, that personal growth is business growth in this profession. And my coach, Steve Hardison, says the most important work you can do is in the four walls of your own home. Now, it's not about being perfect. Believe me, I'm not perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more that I step into, you know, being the kind of guy that I would look up to, being the kind of guy I would respect, being the kind of coach I would want to hire, like just being a good person, the more I'm finding that people are resonating with me, the more I'm finding I'm being impactful, whatever I say.
Yeah. I remember the first, after coming into this understanding, I didn't even know if I wanted to be a coach. For me, it just changed my way of life that I was better everywhere I went with people, you know, and things were growing and things were happening. And until I could live it, like you said, I never wanted to be responsible for saying it to somebody, you know? It was like I literally had to know I could talk about life after trauma, which is where I pretty much stick my my lane is in helping people come back from the traumatic experiences in a way that helps them reclaim their life and they get to, one, enjoy it again. Because for some, depending on the level of trauma they've had, they stop living. Like, you still have life. Like, it's not over, you know. But yeah, I knew I had to really be what I was going to say, or I wasn't up for. It's and I think it's Missing Link, one of Sidney Banks' books. He talks about when you're looking for a teacher, or what we were saying, a coach this time, you're actually looking for somebody who would be exemplifying those things you want in life. Are they happy? So tell me about the school. How does it work? Is it a course? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, and let me say something first about that, and then I'll talk about the school. That it's a double win. When we show up as what we teach, it's a double win.
Because I like that.
You win because, you know, you're more impactful and people are hearing, and yeah, great, it's for your business. But life gets better. So, like I said, I have a great relationship with my wife, and man, I didn't appreciate how amazing she was. And the more I'm stepping into really being what I teach, I just see her in so many ways. She's so supportive of me. She's so loving of me. I mean, really, I won the wife lottery. And there were times when it really didn't look that way, right? I'm embarrassed to admit there were times when I thought, hey, you know what? I'm kind of a bit more enlightened. I understand these things called the principles. She doesn't. And she's my greatest teacher. She's my greatest support. She's teaches me all the time. And she's so loving.
That's beautiful.
And I never saw that. And it was right in front of me. The thing that I was looking for was right there. And I see that in everyone, right? But it starts like she's my closest relationship. You know, your spouse is often your closest relationship. And it's right there. I get to rediscover her through shifting how I show up in the world. So I'm like, man, I'm just winning because I win because, you know, I'm shifting and changing and growing, which is making me more impactful. But I'm like, just in the everyday experience of life, I'm winning because now I'm appreciating what's there. Yeah. And I hadn't seen it, you know, I hadn't seen it. So I need to really acknowledge her and let the listeners know that, you know, I cannot be MG without her on my side.
That's beautiful.
And with regards to the school, this is a 6-month school that I run it's hosted in London. We have 3 weekends. So we have them in September, November, and March. And in between, I'm coaching the entire cohort. Every week, once or twice a week, I'm coaching them. And we have master classes with some amazing teachers like Mark Howard and Keith Blevins, Kathy Casey, Amir Karkauti, Steve Chandler, Karen Davis, and Melissa Ford are the faculty for this year. And, you know, I make some big promises to people in the school. I said to them on the first weekend, your problem won't be where do I get clients? Who do I speak to? You're going to come to me and say, I got too many people to talk to. And people laugh at me. And last year when I ran it, by the end of the 6 months, that happened. This time, when I'm just about to go tomorrow to start teaching the second module, it starts on Friday. Today's Wednesday. And the biggest question I've had in all these coaching sessions with people has been, hey, my practice is full. Well, now what? Or my calendar's full. Now what? And within 2 months, it's shifted so quickly. Yeah. But it's not shifted because I've got some kind of like, this is the strategy, and there are strategies, but it's shifted because of who I'm being and who they're being in the way that we show up and apply those strategies. That's really what it's about.
Yeah. The way we show up and apply the strategies. I like the way you said that. Because sometimes there's this belief, because it is a spiritual teaching that we're sharing. That form, so to speak, or strategy is bad thing. It's like, what? Like, that's how things get out. I just love it. I really appreciate you coming through to talk about it. And I want to, you have already dropped those jewels, but I do want to give you some time to just share any words of wisdom you want with the community, even if it's letting them know where to find the school, because I find that to be a resource. Or if at least you want to send it to me, I can put it in the show notes if you don't want to talk about it now. Totally up to you. I would just love, man, for you to riff for a while on whatever you're feeling, because I thoroughly enjoy this conversation and hope for many more of them, which we'll sidebar after I stop recording. But, you know, I just want to hear your heart.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, my heart has always been to serve and help ever since I got into coaching. So one of the things when I created my school, was the mindset that I had is I want people who don't attend to really benefit from the school. Right? I was like, this isn't just for the people who come, it's for the people who don't come. I was like, can I create something that serves everyone? So one of the ways that I did that was I made it so good that the sales page, whether you call it a sales page, the information page for the school has so much gold on it. Like, we have links to interviews with the faculty and all sorts of stuff, that if a coach went through that and they really applied what they learned, their business would grow. And then we created a brochure, which is like 80 pages. And it wasn't a brochure of like sales tactics or trying to convince people to sign up. It was like, here's the stuff that we teach in the school. And by the way, here's some more links to more resources, which are all free. And I even had a coach say to me, hey, Kush, you're not collecting people's email addresses to get the brochure. And I went, I know. I don't want to put anything in the way of people being served. So I will say this, I'll send you the link. If you could share it with people, that'd be great. And I'd say, it doesn't matter whether you come to the school or not, but if you are inspired by anything I've said or even intrigued, have a look, check it out. And I always tell people, don't just, oh yeah, cool, this is interesting, and then ignore it. Really look at it, because we've put a lot of time and effort and energy into creating something that really does serve everyone, every coach who goes there. And by the way, that's true across my whole website. So I don't just work with coaches. I created my website in a way that someone could come on my website, not pay me a single penny, and they get hours and hours and hours of content for free, and their life could get better. That's really important to me. So I want to not maybe sell anything, but enroll people in, like, hey, you want to shift? Like, I'm trying to give as much away as I can to everyone here. And the second thing I want to say is I got an opportunity to speak to a few hundred people a few weeks ago at the Viva event in Spain, which is hosted by Sheila Massand and Sue Pankowicz. By the way, that's an amazing event. Rob, that's incredible. And I was there with a mutual friend of ours, Jackie Moses, who's awesome. And I spoke to the room and I didn't know what I was going to say. And then words came through me and I said, we've been given a gift. Sydney Banks was convinced that this understanding was going to change the planet, and it was a done deal. And now it's on each and every one of us to help make that come to fruition. And no, you don't have to do it because it's a done deal anyway. but we really got something. And if we really wake up to what we've been given, the gift we've been given, if we really wake up to that, man, we just, what a beautiful life. Like Sid said, we get to gently tap people on the shoulder and wake them up. So I'm so blessed that my job, and you don't even have to be a coach or a teacher or anything, but you can make it part of your mission in life just to wake people up with love, with understanding, with a beautiful feeling. And there's no one on this planet I know that couldn't benefit from hearing more about this. And I really want to acknowledge you for what you're doing, creating this podcast and this show for free, helping people, getting this message out there, because this is going to create ripples out in the world. And it's not about you and it's not about me, but it's about tapping into this divine truth that's been hidden for so long from so many people.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. For more information about the podcast, please go to 3pgc.org. If you're looking for more information about how to become a practitioner, or you want to be featured on the show as a new, fresh voice in the principles, send us an email at info@3pgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Knowing there is no end or limitation, nor are there boundaries to the human mind, have the day you deserve.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.